Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You've just started your vacation. The luggage is crammed into the car and what wouldn't fit got lashed on top. After you turned off the main highway to reach your destination, you were confronted with a roadblock and a big yellow and black sign reading Detour. This is the last thing in the world that you wanted. Detours are no fun, time-consuming, annoying. They slow you down. They take you places you don't want to go. Hey, roads are not the only places where there are detours. The reality is, life is full of detours. They include your future plans, your health, your investments, your work, even your romances. A detour may take you far astray and slow you down. Just this morning, as I prepared to open a file on my computer marked scripts, it wasn't there. No, I thought to myself, this can't be. It has to be there. It was there last week. It's been in the same spot for a long time. I squinted and carefully read through the list of files. Then I thought of what I intended to write today. I smiled as I thought, hey, you're taking a detour right now. Yes, I had the file backed up, but it took time to locate the folder and it delayed my getting started. A minor detour for sure. You may recall that Moses and the sons of Abraham took a 40-year detour in the wilderness. Moses wrote, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Actually, within a few weeks after they left Egypt, they came to a rod located at the southern tip of the Dead Sea, a jumping-off spot to the Promised Land. And then, whoa, a detour sign pointed them into the desert, not a land flowing with milk and honey. Detours always force us to ask, why? How come there's a roadblock and a menacing sign that says, detour? There are some reasons. One, some detours in life are there because God has a better plan, one which you may not see at the time, one which actually you didn't even imagine. God had to get Egypt out of the hearts of his people to allow Canaan to take root. Joseph also had a long detour in his life, one which resulted in his being taken to Egypt as a prisoner, a slave with his future on hold. Paul's entire life is a study of detours of one kind or another. Two, some detours are the result of simply missing the road. The sign was there as plain as the nose on your face, but you were talking, goofing off, consumed with conversation or thought. You didn't see the sign that said, turn here. And when you realized it, you were confronted with a detour which was time-consuming and lengthy. Three, some detours are there because of circumstances you have no control over. I was headed to a family reunion when a freeway sign flashed the signal, detour. An accident ahead blocked the highway. There was nothing to do but patiently take the detour. Four, detours produce growth in our lives. Detours stretch us, teach us, humble us, sometimes humiliate us, and they direct us to where God ultimately wants us to go. As Warren Wiersbe says, it is the bumps we grow on. Include detours in that one. More on this important theme this same time tomorrow. Would you include yourself and that number that would say, I don't like detours? Takes me where I don't want to go, slows me down, not my idea. I've never liked them. But I've had to learn that sometimes in life, the detour is God's choice, not mine. He has something for me to learn. You can download the entire series on detours by going to the homepage on our web at guidelines.org.